This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today. The following are high school basketball scores from last night for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For February the 11th for the boys teams, we had Akron Fairgrove with 50 points going up against Kindy North Huron with 44. Caro had 64 points, the reverse of Unionville Seawings 46. Carsonville Port Sanilac with 58 overcame Caseville with 43. Cass City had 61 defeating Dryden, or Cass City had 61 defeating Vassar with an even 50. Dryden won their game 57-44 going up against the All Saints. Harbor Beach with 62 beat KPAC with 48. Kingston had 75, well ahead of Mayville's 38. Marlette with 46 beat Brown City with 39. Millington had 43, narrowly edging out Bad Axe with 41. Peck with 56, handily defeated Memphis with 13. And Sandusky had 46, going up against Ubley with an even 40 points. Only one game of note for the girls' teams last night in the WLEW listening area. Carsonville-Port Sanilac with 55, beat Caseville with 30. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news for today, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 8 a.m. today, Thursday, February the 12th, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to address County Controller Administrator Erica Dibble's request to restructure her position with the hiring of another employee to take over part of her complex duties. Also on the agenda is a contract for an administrator of Vanderbilt Park and a resolution honoring Lieutenant Ted C. Hall at the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, who will be retiring on February 13th after 33 years of service to the county. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of a regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under 15 grand, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for today, Bay City Police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman who has been without contact since late November. Investigators say 59-year-old Deborah K. Smith, who is currently unhoused and known to frequent Bay City, Midland, and Saginaw, was last seen on November the 27th at the Liberty Party store in Bay City wearing a black zip-up sweatshirt featuring a light blue dream catcher on the back, some blue jeans and white tennis shoes. Smith is known to use a blue metallic walker as well. Police say she had planned to travel to Saginaw on that day, but it's unclear if she ever actually arrived. She does not drive or own a cell phone, Anyone with any information about Smith's whereabouts are urged to contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. You can also view a photo of Deborah K. Smith in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. And in other news, a two-vehicle crash occurred Tuesday morning in downtown Ubly when a minivan ran a stop sign, striking an SUV at around 7:25 a.m. that morning. According to local police, a Bad Axe resident driving a Chrysler Pacifica failed to yield at the intersection of East Main Street and North Washington Street, colliding with a Chevrolet Trailblazer driven by a Port Austin woman who was traveling southbound at the time. A male passenger was also in the SUV at the time of impact. All three individuals escaped any injuries, with authorities crediting seatbelt use for preventing further harm. Officers are examining surveillance footage as part of their own ongoing investigation. The morning rush hour timing created significant traffic congestion, requiring additional personnel, including a school resource officer and an off-duty firefighter, to try and manage the scene. Police used the incident to emphasize safe driving practices, urging motorists to wear their seatbelts, avoid distracted driving, and to remain alert behind the wheel. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.